Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling about a refund. Miss Jasmine told me I signed up for something and I was supposed to be getting some kind of gift card on email for $125.
Okay.
I haven't seen any emails referencing
what's your
a gift
zip
card.
Code?
77662.
77662.
Yes, ma'am.
And your name, please?
Lloyd Russell.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
Lloyd, Lloyd Russell, RUSSELL.
Okay. One moment, please.
Okay.
And that's 77662.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Your shipping zip code?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. When did you place your initial order, Mr. Russell?
It shows September the 2nd. That was $5.74, and then it charged on September the 7th, $56.95. $56.95 for October, and $56.95 for November, and then $67.32 for December. It comes in under, the charge shows under performance, or Pure Max Performance, but I have no idea what that is.
Can you verify your address for me?
930 Pin Oak, Spider, Texas, 77662.
Okay, please help me while your account load up, Mr. Russell.
Okay.
And you said that you have not received a voucher?
Right, yeah. I scrolled through. It's down to November, and I don't see any email referencing gift card or e-gift card or anything. She couldn't tell me who the email would be coming from, but I scrolled all the way through in mid-November right now. I'm looking in my trash bin and inbox, and I don't have anything in my spam box.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, and did you check your email for that shopping voucher, Mr. Russell?
Did you just send
because
one?
That's where it was sent to. It was sent to your email, and it may have went to your spam email.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't have anything in my, didn't show anything in my spam box. Now I got stuff in the spam box, but all right, I'm looking. Who's it coming from?
It should say discount gadget.
Okay. It's a discount gadget?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Search discount. See if it pulls up anything.
If you haven't gotten it, then I can go ahead and send it back to the corporate office to let them know that you have not yet received it, and we'll get that sent out to your email. And just to verify that,
okay,
I have the correct email for you, I have S as in Sam, F as in Frank, E as in Eddie, Q as in Queen, P as in Peter, R as in Robert, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, 1228@yahoo.com?
Correct.
Is that correct for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll go ahead and have it reset back over to your email. Just give it at least 24 to 48 hours before you receive it, okay?
Okay.
All righty, so I'll get that sent back over for you to get that voucher sent back over to you, okay?
All right, yeah. I told her to go ahead and cancel it because I haven't seen anything. And I'm scrolling through December right now.
You told her to go ahead and cancel what?
I told her to go ahead and cancel the charges because I haven't received anything and I don't even remember what it's for.
Yeah, they get. I'll get that reset back out to you. Just come to your email so it's very quickly.
She got me one refund and I was asking for the rest of them, but she said, let me transfer you to a supervisor.
Well, typically the company have a no return, no refund policy.
Okay.
So, yes, sir. So you have to cancel before that charge is billed to you, Mr. Russell. So we did go ahead and get the full refund credited back for that December charge. And like I stated to you, I can go ahead and submit a request to get that voucher sent to your email, sir, for
$125. Okay. And it shouldn't be coming from Discount Gadget?
Discount Gadgets, yes, sir.
Okay, I'll look for it in the next couple of days.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else for you?
No, ma'am. Your name is Felicia?
My name is Felicia. That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, right, sir. Thank you for calling Customer Care.
All right.
Bye-bye.